The word today is follow. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Often, the Word of God calls people sheep. Sheep are known to be defenseless and need to follow a human shepherd for them to thrive. God is like a shepherd who leads us and tends to our needs. Without him, we would be in great danger from enemies like Satan, our own sinfulness, and a wicked world which seeks to destroy us. Here to share more about this beautiful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Follow.
There was a woman who lived in about 1750 or so, and her name was Henrietta. And she wrote this pretty little song that's very popular, and many Christians have learned this through the centuries, and it's called I Am Jesus' Little Lamb. And the first verse of it is, I am Jesus' little lamb. Ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need, and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. I am Jesus' little lamb. What a beautiful song that the children would learn to sing. And we have, in John chapter 10, one of the instances in the scriptures that Jesus, God, tells us that he is a shepherd. And in fact, the image of the shepherd is very important in the scriptures. In the Old Testament, we know of David, who was a shepherd. We know of at least one of the prophets, Amos, who was a shepherd. And these individuals were very important. They looked after the flocks, and they knew how to protect and how to tend and care for the sheep and make sure they got to pastures to find water and their food in the pastures. And the king of Israel was called a shepherd. He was to look over and tend to the events, to the needs of the people of the kingdom, and he was to watch them closely and protect them from enemies and provide for them. And so the image of the shepherd was very important, and God likens himself to a shepherd watching after his people. Now, we would like to think that it is some kind of a compliment to be called one of the shepherd's sheep. But the fact of the matter is that it's really not complimentary for us to be called a sheep. It's complimentary to God to be the shepherd, but it's not so flattering for us to be one of the sheep, because we know a few things about sheep. They seem unintelligent. They don't seem to be the brightest animals. And if they do have minds that are all right, they certainly do tend to wander. They seem to go aimlessly. And if not for the shepherd keeping them on track, they have a tendency to wander away, which introduces another problem, and that is sheep are almost entirely defenseless. They don't really have a way to fight off enemies. They're pretty much sitting ducks, as they'd say, as sheep. And so the wolf, the lion, can get at them very easily, if not for the presence and protection of the shepherd. So in other words, they're an animal that really only thrives and does well with the shepherd. They're not a ram. They're not a goat. They don't have horns. They have a harder time fending for themselves. So a sheep really does do its best when it's under the care of a shepherd. And this is why God likens us to sheep. We think we're super intelligent, but our enemies are more so. The demons and Satan are superior creatures to us. They are sharper than we are, and they have more power than we do. So we really don't have the capacity to defeat our enemies. We think we're very intelligent, and we're learning a lot about the physical world, but we don't have capacity to defeat death. This still gets us. We do definitely have a lot of situations where we are prone to wandering. We're tempted to wander away through activities and busyness, and we're tempted to glorify our own intellect and to wander from the Word of God. In the end, we are defenseless against our greatest enemies, and we do need the protection and the provision of God Almighty. And so it's no wonder then that Jesus, in the tradition of God the Father in the Old Testament, of course, we teach that God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that when Jesus is describing himself as the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10, this is the same God who has been tending to people ever since the creation. This is the same God who loves his people and cares and protects them. And so in John chapter 10, just a little smidgen, a little section of this chapter, in verse 27, Jesus is talking and he says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." And then he says this most amazing comment, "I and the Father are one." The next note in verse 31 says, "Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, 'I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?'" Well, they claimed he was being blasphemous for claiming God was his Father. Jesus was just simply telling them the literal truth, that the nature of God is Father, Son, and they were to learn eventually the Spirit of God. And so here, Jesus is describing himself as a shepherd. There's a very important principle in John chapter 10. 6 times in 18 verses, the word "listen" is used. Listen, my sheep, listen to my voice. They listen to me and follow me. What do you think the importance of that is when it comes to ourselves? If we want to be protected, if we want to make it to life eternal, there's one individual we had better be listening to, and that's Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of different voices that call out to us, all kinds of others that claim that their religion is the right way, that claim you got to do this and that and all. Jesus is the only one who's been raised from the dead. Jesus is the only one that says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." He promises that you will live even though you die if you believe in him. So it's very important that you go to the right person who wants to shepherd you, the person who wants to lead you. And trust me, we all follow somebody. You might pretend as though you are an independent person, but even then, you're following an example of somebody else. You really admire, think somebody else is really terrific, so you're going to be like them. Pretend you're so independent and intellectual. We know the game. All of us as humans are going to follow somebody. So I am calling on you to follow Jesus Christ. He is the one who leads us to life eternal. And how much did he invest into this? His entire being. He went to the cross willingly, all according to the plan of God the Father. In his strength and power, he defeated death. He was raised from the dead so that you could follow him and he could grant you eternal life. You know, we're in a world full of people that are going deaf. It's like they're getting hearing loss. They're starting to put too much attention on mankind's ability to investigate the physical world, getting too impressed by human intellect. Others are too distracted. They're spending all their time in video games and in chat rooms and things that are wasting their lives. Other individuals are in love and they're so distracted with relationships. Watch out. Don't let this world lure you and lead you away from following Jesus. Do not backslide. Do not abandon the Savior. He is calling out to you in the gospel so that you will stick close to him and follow him. Jesus mentions in John chapter 10 that there are thieves and robbers and wolves. There's people out to destroy your faith, and there's situations, spiritual enemies that are attempting to get you away from Jesus. Watch out. Do not follow wolves in sheep's clothing. This is not a game. This is a real life and death situation where if you follow well, follow Jesus closely, the Lord will provide and make your life secure. If you follow poorly and wander away, you will see scarcity and danger. It is a spiritual life or death deal. I hope that you will want to know about Jesus and come to him and encourage others to follow Jesus, your family members, your friends, invite them to come along and to get to know Jesus. He is the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. What a beautiful thing. So you will be treated so well by God. You will be loved and redeemed by the Lord. He is a shepherd who wants to do well for his flock. So why don't you join the Christians? Why don't you become a part of this group to get to know Jesus, who loves us so much, who gave his life for us in order to save us for eternal life? There's no better person in this world to follow than Jesus Christ, who leads us to life eternal in his name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.